This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I don't want to get like crazy or anything, but this whole thing, honestly, with Shady McCoy is just unbelievable. Is this not truly unbelievable? Can you even imagine what will happen to that guy if they prove that he had put a hit on this girl? Can you imagine what will happen to his career? It's over.
Forget his career.
His life. It's over. Like, his life is over. His career is over. If they prove that this guy put a hit on, not only put a hit on her, but he burglarized, if that's true, with an armed robbery, with an armed burglary, like, literally, I don't know if you describe it as that. Did he own the house? He's breaking into his own house? Did she live there against his will, is what
I believe.
I want to know.
One of the stories that I read tonight was saying that he wanted her out of the house. They're not together anymore.
Leave.
I guess she was living in the house, and he didn't want her living in the house anymore.
How shady, no pun intended, does it sound when you heard that, when you heard him said, this is my question. How shady was it, no pun intended, that he said, if you will, I haven't talked to these people in months. Did that not, like, trigger something to you that, like, he used to talk to them?
Right.
He used to know her.
You, like, know who they are.
Yeah, he acts like he doesn't know who they are, but he slipped and basically, in my view, said, I haven't talked to these people in months. But it sounds like, from what I'm getting here, that all these people know he's lying about their relationship, that they definitely dated and they were lovers, right? Honestly, or something like this. Have you ever seen anything like the beating that this girl took on her face, this woman? Are these pictures, are they not the most graphic, unbelievable pictures of domestic violence you've ever seen? Who's worse than that besides Nicole Brown, when she got slaughtered in Brentwood? Does that make sense to you? When that was a puddle of blood, you remember, in Brentwood, when he killed both of them, Goldman and Brown, and they were, the whole house was filled with blood. You remember that? What do you think of this girl's face? Like, when you see this girl's face, like, they show her hand or something, right? Who cares about her hand when you see her face? Have you ever seen anything like that? Mafia, when you saw those pictures, what did you think? Like, there's no denying that it happened to her.
Well, no, there's no denying that someone broke into the house, was trying to rob her of jewelry and beat her. And, you know, the question is whether he set it up or not. But, you know, like they're pointing out, you know, the police are looking into it more for her accusations because it doesn't look like there was forced entry. Like, whoever did it knew exactly how they were getting in. We're looking for specific things that he allegedly had asked her to return previously. It's just looking really, really bad for him. Like, this information is not stuff that someone could just guess.
It's all pointing at him.
Right.
Does it take a brain surgeon to
figure
it out?
And there's a lawsuit that's going on that was supposed to be, there was supposed to be some kind of meeting today with it, but there was her lawyer had a family emergency, so I had to reschedule it.
So what, his lawyer's meeting with them?
Well, the lawyers were all going to meet. I guess they're going to meet in court because he wants her out of the house, allegedly. You know, she's living in there and he's wanting her out.
It doesn't matter what he wants now.
Right. Now it's going to be.
It don't matter what he
wants.
Stuff
going on. Now he's going to be going to court for different reasons if this gets proven.
Looks like training camp's going to go great for him up in Buffalo.
This attorney for this.
Tanya Mitchell Graham.
For Corden, right?
Right.
So the assailant demanded specific items of jewelry that had been previously gifted to Ms. Corden by Mr. McCoy, which Mr. McCoy had requested back on many occasions. It goes on. In fact, after Ms. Corden refused to return her jewelry gifts to Mr. McCoy, he would often suggest to Ms. Corden that she could be robbed because the jewelry was expensive.
Right.
Well, she was robbed.
That sounds like how about this? She claims he has a history of having other people do his dirty work for him.
Well, that's in part of the lawsuit that she claims, you know, he was talking about marriage. And then when he went to training camp, she went to go, like, visit family for a graduation. And while she's gone, he's having people move her stuff out. And she had to call the cops to stop them.
Listen, let's not talk about all the times my best friend had to stop you from viciously beating your son for small things like going to the bathroom in the bed. We kept quiet about your drug use, all the illegal steroids and needles you were using. But we will not keep quiet about this. I can't believe you did this to my best friend. Your karma is going to be so real. The world needs to know what type of an animal you are. This was just her yesterday on the left, and now this morning, this is her on the right. This is her yesterday morning, and this is her yesterday afterwards. Called him hashtag woman beater, hashtag animal abuser, hashtag child abuser, hashtag at NFL, at TMZ, at Buffalo Bills. Oh, my God.
And let's not forget, too, the NFL does not need him to get convicted for them to suspend. They've taken plenty of guys who have gotten off, who have not been charged for things like this, and suspended them for it. This could be very, very bad for him. Even half this stuff the NFL says, you know, in their eyes is credible.
He hurt her wrist. You can see the injuries to her wrist. She has giant bloody bruising and broken, like, fingers or whatever it looks like from her wrist where they tried to tear jewelry off of her.
I think that whatever, you know, the NFL side of this is going to be the least of his problems right now because
the popo.
If this stuff turns out to be true, which, like you said, it's all allegedly right now, but if it is, he's going to be more worried about jail than what's going to happen in the NFL. Forget that. He ain't going to have to worry about the NFL because he's going to be locked up.
He said everything's totally baseless and offensive, and he said he's not spoken to the alleged victim in months. He sued her recently to get her out of the house.
But she lives in the house, but he hasn't talked to her in months?
And Siri's getting involved in this conversation now, tapping into my show here.
What kind of sense does that make?
What?
She lives in your house, but you haven't talked to her in months?
Yeah, I don't believe. I just don't believe any of it. It's so unbelievable. The social media stuff is false. Furthermore, I have not any direct contact with any of the people involved in months. That's what I'm talking about. But that sounds to me like you've had plenty of contact with them before that.
Not only that, she ain't claiming that you're the one who did it. She's claiming you had somebody. So it's going to be whether you had contact with whoever broke into the house, not if you had contact with her.
And to the he went to the judge in Alpharetta, Georgia, defending his ex-girlfriend of owner, and refuses to leave. He also wanted the judge to force her to return all the items that were in her possession. The two sides scheduled to appear in court today, of all things, but it gets passed. It gets pushed because of the lawyer had a medical thing. According to court documents, she told the court McCoy had discussed marriage with her back on May 28th and gave her a substantial gift. She said the next day she was gone. Delicia claims LaShawn and some of his friends, family members, and other crew remove her furniture and furnishings without her knowledge. When she saw things going down in live security, she immediately called police and they stopped McCoy's people from hauling her stuff away. In court docs, she says LaShawn cut the electricity to her place, and things have been nasty ever since. Jeez, I mean, they've been having this ongoing battle, right? An ongoing feud. She won't leave. She's a squatter, right? She's a squatter in this house. I don't care what you do. If you're living in the guy's house, you were obviously, they were lovers, right? Obviously. And, you know, I got to say, before this happened, you know, she was hot. I mean, this girl was good looking. I mean, she's not good looking right now. This picture is unbelievable of her, the abuse she suffered. I can't even believe looking at it. I just can't even, I can't even fathom what I'm looking at. Like I said, bottom line, this is crazy. I just can't even believe, but you know, he's been fighting with her to get out of the house. Then he has a bunch of people show up to take all of her stuff out of the house. He wants all his stuff back. He files all these papers with a judge. And then all of a sudden, she ends up getting robbed. And then when they're robbing her, they're asking, you know, telling her they want all the jewelry. That I mean, it is just really bad. Is this not all just look horrible for him?
Looks terrible.
I mean, it does. If he didn't have something to do with it, who did? Why would anyone rob and beat this chick? For what reason? Because they know she's got Shady McCoy money in the house, or Shady McCoy girlfriend has Shady McCoy jewelry type things. Who would put that, you know, together and think, you know, we're gonna go in and pummel this chick. Someone that goes in and pummels the chick, because you could go in at gunpoint, right, and just say, give me everything or I'm gonna blow your head off, right? Or why do you beat her to death almost? Because what? Because you hate her, right? Is this not the look of someone that was beaten because they were disliked? You know how they always say they did it with, they shot him once. No, that wasn't good enough. If they really didn't like him, they'll put six in him, right? And they're like, that's someone that really didn't like you, that finishes the job off, or that stabs you 50 times, not, you know, once or twice. They do it 50 times, right, to finish out. That's someone, the signs of someone that really didn't like you. This looks like to me, not that I, as you know, I'm a detective with high heat in my spare time. This looks like a someone that hated her, which would be, in my view, probably, it sounds like, with everything we're seeing, him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.